Republican State Assemblyman Travis Allen of Huntington Beach recently claimed that the Oroville Dam emergency in Northern California was entirely avoidable. He added that Governor Jerry Brown failed to spend a single dollar from a recent water bond to pay for upgrades to the massive structure. Our Capital Public Radio PolitiFact reporter Chris Nichols checked out those claims by the Orange County lawmaker.
One day after nearly 200,000 people were evacuated below the Oroville Dam, Allen claimed the crisis was entirely avoidable if Governor Jerry Brown had spent recent bond money on the dam. The problem is that Oroville and other structures along the state's massive system of aqueducts, dams, and reservoirs, known as the State Water Project, are not eligible for the bond funds Allen is talking about. Voters in 2014 approved Proposition 1 in the middle of the state's severe drought to pay for construction of new water projects. Lester Snow is a former director of the State Department of Water Resources.
It was not intended, whether it's Oroville or another facility, to simply pay for operation and maintenance of that facility. It really was to improve our level of storage.
Snow adds that the urban and agricultural water districts that rely on the State Water Project are the ones that pay for upgrades to the system.
Anything on the State Water Project is a cost that accrues to the contractors who get water from that project. So it's run as an enterprise program. It pays for itself.
There's no doubt there's been a massive failure at Oroville, and there were warnings about needed upgrades. But Allen doesn't prove the emergency was entirely avoidable by pointing to a pot of money that the state could not use for Oroville. We rated his claim mostly false. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.